part about where employers are coming in and looking over a pool of applicants and picking and choosing among them. This is fine if you have some control over, and you know, don't completely turn the decision over to the employer. After all, we have some standards in this country about making sure that our immigration system is non-discriminatory. And, you know, although we'd like to think that our employers and employers make decisions also on a completely non-discriminatory basis, we have a lot of research that shows that that's simply not the case. So we have to make sure that by turning, when we turn basically the decision over who gets into the country over to a private citizen, we have to make sure that the goals and objectives of the country as a whole are met. And so that's a question of how we do this. And as far as I'm aware, the description of the express entry system that we have from the government doesn't really indicate how that particular kind of concern is going to be addressed. So that's kind of a question mark. We have to make sure that the decisions are also made with full information. There's a lot of temptation for people to use this opportunity in ways that's not intended by the government. You know, you could use the word fraud here, immigration fraud, where people are offering jobs that are not real jobs, and they're really doing it on behalf of a particular immigrant applicant to get them into the country. So, this is, again, a question of monitoring. But we know from the system for temporary foreign workers that the government has had in place is that, you know, they haven't really taken the monitoring aspect of the policy very seriously. And as a result, people have been coming into the country on terms that were not intended by the government policy. You know, and the government has said afterwards, well, you know, they didn't give us full information, and you know, they blamed these employers for this. But really, it's an opportunity the employers had, and they used it. And so, if we're going to have an immigration system that serves the country generally, we have to make sure that it's administered properly.